You collaborate with the Bronchiectasis and NTM initiative, NTM meaning non-tuberculous mycobacteria. That organization or that initiative sponsors wonderful research and a registry for patients with these conditions. Can you tell us a little bit about this initiative and who should join and what sort of studies are coming out from there?
So that's a wonderful national initiative which was started several years ago, mainly by patient advocates who either had loved ones or had the disease themselves, particularly the mycobacterial lung infection spectrum. If we think bronchiectasis is a strangish term, you can imagine your average layperson hearing about mycobacteria, non-tuberculous mycobacteria, MAC, which is a particular germ in that family. They usually know virtually nothing about that disease or those infections. So having access to informative websites, having access to informative patient advocacy groups where they can become informed, they can feel they're not alone, which is very important. People feel quite alone with these kinds of diseases because it's not the sort of thing that their next door neighbor is likely to have. Obviously, that then leads to collaboration with industry, with professionals like myself and colleagues, which is how the registry got started. So we're trying to collect, you know, all the patients around the country that have either the diagnosis of mycobacteria or bronchiectasis. Obviously, that leads to good access to research studies, industry studies. But from the patient perspective, I think the most important thing is being able to feel that they're part of a group where there's activity. There's actually interest from professionals, from societies, leading to good research that will ultimately improve their quality of life and people who follow them with these strange kinds of diseases.
So there's a social support network called Bronch and NTM 360 Social. That's a social network that's really aimed at doing just exactly what you described.
Exactly, yes. The COPD Foundation actually started much of this several years ago, and UNC was a founding member in the registry, which sprang from that, so to speak, and received the early funding for that initiative. The more recent development is the Bronch 360, which is a sort of a blog website where patients can participate, questions and answers, gain resources locally, because not everybody lives in Chapel Hill and has access to a care center, or not everybody lives in Denver, where there's a center much like the one we've just started, and various other cities. So they can see where the resources are locally, or maybe regionally, and liaise with their own local care provider to establish the best practice and best care for those patients.